Let's look at the headlines. These are the headlines. This was in August. This is when some of the reporting really started going mainstream. This was out of the silent crisis of soaring excess deaths gripping Britain is only the tip of the iceberg. And it says Britain is in the grip of a new silent health crisis. For 14 of the past 15 weeks, England and Wales have averaged around 1,000 extra deaths each week, none of which are due to COVID. If the current trajectory continues, the number of non-COVID excess deaths will soon outstrip deaths from the virus this year and be even more deadly than the Omicron wave. Unfortunately, that has already happened now. So now we fast forward to current headlines. Let's look at what they have to say. This is the headline: crisis as excess deaths soar to levels higher than during COVID pandemic. It says there have been 18,734 deaths due to COVID this year, but since May, there have been 24,440 deaths where the primary cause was another condition. Over the past 6 months, non-COVID excess deaths have been running at three times the rate of COVID deaths. And understand, we locked down the country, we locked down the world, and we can't even get an investigation with excess deaths compared to what happened during the COVID response.
Amazing.
So let's go over now and look at some of the actual raw numbers and the graphs. So the European mortality monitoring, it's called Euromomo. It looks at 26 participating countries in this graph. And it's cumulative excess mortality. We're looking at ages 0 to over 85. And this is the most recent one. It's up to November 6th. It's week 44. And you can see here the baseline dotted line at the bottom. That's your baseline. 2020 is the gray line. And you can see it jumps up there after week 10. 2021 is the dark blue line. And then we have 2022 is the light blue line. And you can see it around week 30 at the bottom there. That blue line has divorced itself from the other two lines and have risen above it. So that's where we have, obviously, we have a signal here, a big time problem. Now, this is all ages. So one of the most
concerned people that sometimes when we look at these graphs and if we haven't been in, you know, math class or, you know, physics or something for a while, just look at that left axis, everybody, as we're looking at. Those are hundreds of thousands. So though that may seem like, well, it's pretty close, we're talking about a rise of tens of thousands of deaths during those time periods that is putting that light blue line. And remember, there's multiple things we should be thinking about here. If the vaccine worked at all, the line should be going down since we came through what was supposed to have been a deadly pandemic. I mean, even if you didn't vaccinate everybody, just 50% or 30%, we should have seen that effect that the vaccine actually saved some lives. So there's no way you can make the statement that the vaccine has somehow curbed death when we are watching this virus disappear into our rearview mirror, at least in its severity for the time being, and yet the death rate is continuing to soar and go even higher. Folks, you know, we have a problem.
Right. And that was all ages. So now let's dig into one of the most concerning age groups, which is 0 to 14. 0 to 14-year-olds in this Euromomo data shows a gigantic rise.
Wow.
Again, you're going to want to focus on the light blue line. That's this year, 2022. And you can see here, it just takes off like a meteor right after week 20. And off it goes.
Right.
And it's blown away anything we saw in 2020 and 2021. So someone has to explain.
Clear here, we're not hundreds of thousands now before everyone like really loses it. We look at your left axis again, excess deaths. But it is really shocking. Just look at 2020 when there was no vaccine. When we talk about the fact that there was no risk to children from COVID, you can see it is really close to the baseline all the way through there, even 2021. But you start giving this vaccine out, and then all of a sudden, you're recommending it for kids. And what happens? Suddenly, the kids go off the Richter scale. I mean, people can say it's anecdotal, but someone has got to explain what else happened during 2022 that would have shifted the death rate of kids. What else is out there? Did a hole open up the ground and a brand new virus we've never heard of show up? No.
Right, exactly. And one of the countries that is not included in these charts specifically is Germany. So I went over to the information from the Federal Republic of Germany, and this is from the website here, and you can see a similar trend. Now for here, you have 2019, 2020, 2021, and then that purplish line is 2022. And again, same trend. You see that purplish line really taking off. It divorces itself around July, and that again, the y-axis, now we're tens of thousands over there. But you see a huge jump there. And almost every year, 2019 is that green line. You can see that baseline is long gone. Those days are gone, apparently. But this year, again, we have excess mortality yearly, all causes. and this is what's happening. And that's, and that, that is another graph. It just corroborates the data from Euromomo as well. And this is why these are in the headlines. This information is in the headlines. And there's a lot of scratching of the heads. Well, is it, well, we had the lockdown, we opened back up. Is it the rush to people not taking care of themselves, not taking care of their cancers mm-hmm. or their heart attacks? I mean, people don't really know. They're just kind of speculating at this point because there's been no investigation.
And we keep talking about it. Look, all of that should be on the table. Obviously, good science does not just project what it thinks may be the issue. But what is so disturbing in many of, in really most of these articles and most of these investigations around the world, they're throwing in lockdowns, they're throwing in masks as possible reasons for this. They're throwing in the fact that there's not enough ambulances or people aren't being picked up or they didn't get their diabetes medication during COVID or they didn't go in for their cancer checkup. But with all of that, what should be on the table, what we're not hearing about is this totally experimental product that jumped out of its safety trials that we only know in the animal trials before rushing it out to human beings, you know, was killing animals in the animal trials, seriously problematic product, to the fact that we even watched, you know, our own scientists step before the Congress and say we shouldn't rush this vaccine out. That didn't matter to anybody. So given all of those concerns, knowing that it causes anaphylaxis, knowing that it causes heart swelling, knowing that it causes blood clots and thrombocytopenia, none of this is refuted by anybody, yet no one in media will say, shouldn't we be looking at the vaccines as a potential reason for this rise in death? And bring up that last German graph again, because I just want to make sure I know we have a lot of new people that are watching and aren't used to being showed evidence on the news. This is how we do it here. That purple line, look at right at September, it breaks free of everything else. That means if you look at all those years, all the way back to 2015, the last 7 years in September, this death rate in Germany goes higher than it's ever been in September since 2015 and probably before, and it's continuing to rise. If it continues to rise at that rate, it's going to outpace 2021. It is skyrocketing, folks, and it should be in, like, nothing short of terrifying under the circumstances, especially when you have governments not looking at the one obvious thing that had shifted in the lives of humanity across the world.